Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back. Happy Friday, everyone. We are here tonight and I have Sue Wagner. Sue, what's going on?
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm just letting everybody know that Dr. Allen will not be having her Monday night seminar this Monday due to Labor Day. We'll be back at the Courtyard Marriott Monday, September 12th, Courtyard Marriott, 6333 Bristol Parkway, and that's in Culver City, from 7 to 9, and it's $10. And we will be in Orange County on Wednesday, September 7th, at the Costa Mesa Community Center from 7 to 8:30, $5 donation. And be looking. We have a lot of new things coming up in October, a lot of changes, a lot of new things going on. So please make sure you check out our website, www.drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. And with that, I'll give you Dr. Pat Allen.
All right. Excellent. Hey, everyone. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and tweet with us and give us a one plus on Google. So, yes, exciting things. And don't forget to sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter, you can sign up at the same website, drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen, are you on?
I surely am.
Hello. How was your week?
My week was just fine. I've had a good week. I've really feel good about my work and about the new way we're going to be doing things, spreading the message.
I do too. I think it's wonderful.
Yes.
So have you had anything exciting happen? I know you've been really working on with the kids you were talking about.
Well, a week or so ago, I was given an opportunity to go in a race car at LA Racing, and I raced with the top racer. He drove. I sat in the extra seat at 150 miles an hour.
Wow.
I have pictures to prove it.
Oh, my goodness. We got to get those up on the website and on Facebook.
You know what? So I'm going to do it. I've got them, and I'm going to let you do it.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see them myself. Very excited.
Good.
So, studio tells me that we're going to have a call coming in, and here we go. We're probably going to hear a ringing sound. That's good. We're going to hear that. And we're having a little technical difficulty tonight, folks, so bear with us. Let's see. Caller, are you on the air? No, caller's not on the air. Well, anyway, I started a new class, Dr. Allen, and I think you'd be very interested in it. It's abnormal psychology.
Well, I'm interested in it because it's what I do for a living.
Hello?
Exactly. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat. It's the usual.
Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Doing fine.
Good. I am calling with a question. I actually wrote it down because I wanted to be as concise as possible.
That's good.
So can I just read it to you? And
yes,
hopefully
read
we can
it.
Get a solution. Okay.
And
about
I'll take
2 months
notes.
Ago. Okay, perfect. About 2 months ago, a platonic guy friend of mine that I've known for 14 years came to my city for work. We flirted, no intercourse, and we realized we liked each other. He came back next month to visit me, stayed with me at my house, and was very affectionate when he got here, cuddling me, kissing me. We went on great dates to museums and everything. I was in heaven. The next day, he gets a work email and becomes completely stressed, grumpy, and a different person. He works in corporate America and has a high
Hello? Hi, caller. Can you close your browser? Yeah, can you close your browser?
Oh.
We can hear your feeding back.
No problem. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. He has a high-powered job, so once he got the email, he became very stressed out and a different person. The days that follows, he wasn't as attentive. I had not slept with him yet, and he wasn't trying to sleep with me, but I became the aggressor. He's in his
Yeah, I did.
And I know you're teaching so well, Dr. Pat. I don't know what I was thinking, because I had no contract or anything, but I just felt so connected to him.
I have no problem with women becoming men as long as they know they're doing it and they realize that they've got to be with men or women that are feminine.
And that's the thing. He's an alpha. So, and I'm in my 30s. He's 46. I initiated sex after dinner and drinks, and he went along with it but didn't finish saying the condom was coming off. He got up and went into the bathroom, came back out and said he was tired, he had been drinking, he was stressed out, and it just wasn't going to happen.
I hear a wonderful story, but what is the question?
Okay, well, the next day came, and I still wanted to try to have sex with him. But we messed around. He went into the bathroom, and I became infuriated. I went knocking on the bathroom door and told him I felt rejected, and did I turn him off or do something? He kind of dismissed me and told me that wasn't the proper way for me to communicate. So in the nutshell, he went back to L.A. and then texted me when he got back, so he had a great time with me. But then I didn't hear from him for 10 days. And I had asked him, would he come back to New York for my birthday? He said he would let me know. He never did. And this past weekend was my birthday. He called me, left a voicemail saying happy birthday, and that was that. And then I talked to him the next day. He said, call me or whatever. And I called him. He never addressed anything. And I said, hey, what happened? Why did you leave me hanging? And he said, oh, you know, I was so busy with work, I completely forgot. I apologize. And now I'm just like, where do I go from here? Because I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I should apologize to him again, even though when he told me I didn't communicate correctly, I did apologize at that time. Or if I should just let it go and just let him pursue me. Like, I don't know what to do moving forward because I really do obviously like him. I just don't know if he's still interested, if he's turned off, or what the case is.
You have taken the position of the asserter. He is now the receiver, and he may not like being the receiver. So the only thing I hear you can do is, as a masculine person, is to say, I have a question to ask you about our relationship. Is it a convenient time for you to hear my question? And he might say, what might he say, do you think?
He's going to say, well, we're not in a relationship. We're not dating yet. I'm still getting to figure out if I want to date you or not. Because we're not. We you know, that's the thing. He lives 3,000 miles away from me. So unfortunately, we can't hang out on a regular basis. It has to be planned for him to either come here or for me to go there. That's
but
the
see,
problem.
The point is, you don't know if he's interested in being a man with you because you're taking up the job of being the man precisely and well. So you are at this time, as I hear it, you're having your privilege of being a single person who wants to be respected and cherished, and you don't know whether he wants, you know, whether he wants to be a man with you or whether he wants to date you at all. So what would you be willing to practice and ask him what he wants?
I don't know. I mean, I felt like he was being the man at first, and that's why I guess I'm calling you. He was being the aggressor at first, and I flipped the script. Because I will admit I was feeling insecure and I felt like if I had sex with him, which is so stupid, before he went back to L.A., that I would be on his mind because I know he's going into that bonding stage since he's 46. And that's what motivated me. And in hindsight, I look back and I was like, that was just from a very insecure place, which I'm aware of. So
you were insecure as a female, cherishable female. That's why he said, you're not speaking like a female. You're speaking like a male to me, and I'm already male, so the job's already taken.
Right, and I don't want to be the man. I want to go back to being the cherished woman. I want to go back to how he was initially courting me. When I felt like when he first came out, he was. He was holding my hand. He was, you know, pushing me on the inside, not pushing me, but directing me to the inside of the street, and he was walking on the outside. I mean, very gentlemanlike. He wasn't pursuing me in a sexual manner. He was kissing me and hugging me and being affectionate, but it wasn't like he was trying to get in my pants. I did that, and I know that was very masculine of me. And he's
that
an alpha
was.
Male. I mean, he has a high-powered job and all
you're
of that.
Not
right.
Communicating with me very well. he didn't like it that you were doing it.
Right.
So,
because he said I barged in the bathroom. I didn't. I knocked on the door, but he claimed in his mind I barged in the bathroom, even though it's my house. I knocked and said, can I come in? I thought he said yes, but he says he didn't. So he's like, you barged into the bathroom. I was shaving. I was brushing my teeth. And that's not how you communicate. You should have waited till I came out of the bathroom to talk to me about what you had a problem with.
Don't forget that when a man is a man, wherever he is, he's in charge of it. That's why very few men like to live in their women's houses, because they have difficulty right. with the woman owning the house, and they're there when they really want to be respected. So when was the last time you spoke or were near
Tuesday.
Him?
Tuesday. This past Tuesday. Yeah, he called me on Sunday, which was my birthday. I sent him the voicemail, and he said, happy birthday. Give me a call when you have a chance. I called him on Monday, got his voicemail, and then he called me back on Tuesday. And we talked casually for about 30 minutes, and he apologized for not getting back to me about coming out for my birthday. He said he was busy, and it was just very surfacey. How are you? What's going on? And then I ended the conversation because I had to go to a meeting. I was like, oh, nice talking to you. He's like, you too. And then that was it. So we're on speaking terms. It's just,
all right.
I don't know
are
how to get
willing,
back to.
Uh-huh. Are you willing to now go passive, patient, and vulnerable with him?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I hear that you had your last interaction and that is the beginning of the 8-week neurobiological testing of whether he's chemically attracted to you enough and feeling good enough about pursuing you. You've got that trial period to go through now to see if he wants you.
So I can't do it. So, okay, I could do that, but I guess I was asking you also, should I call him and apologize? But I take it the answer is no. I should not call and apologize or anything.
I thought that already had been done.
It had. I apologized at that moment, but I guess what I am trying to say is I'm kind of embarrassed for being so sexually aggressive. We had been drinking and partying, and I was acting a little bit out of character, and it wasn't even when I was drinking the whole time. It was just overall my whole demeanor.
You had a good discussion and a nice goodbye, and so you're both in the holding space right now, and I would really suggest that if you want to be the female and you want to be cherished, why not just be passive, patient, and vulnerable and see what he does in the next 7.5 to 8 weeks?
Okay. So no apology. That's what I wanted to know. No apology is necessary or bringing it up. Not even an apology.
No, I'm going to make it broader.
Okay.
Does he have a birthday or any kind of holiday coming up for a ritual card?
He had one last month, and I already did that last month. It was August.
Oh,
I mean,
Do you have any business question to ask him that's legitimate?
Yeah, I could come up with something.
Well,
yeah, I mean, I have a business, and I have a company, and he's offered feedback before about it, and I send out newsletters. I could ask him for his feedback on the newsletter, something like that.
Okay. How about if you wait 4 weeks for that?
Okay.
Approach him at the end of 4 weeks and see what he does as an opener.
Okay. But in the meantime, do nothing. No calling, no saying, I'm embarrassed by how
I
acted when you were here. None of that. Okay.
No, I think he's already criticized you. He's even given you a couple of lessons about how to treat a man.
Right.
So basically, I don't think there's anything much that you need to do that hasn't been already done. Okay?
I see.
And
okay,
remember,
perfect.
You
okay.
have the right to be masculine. You have the right to be sexually assertive. But that means you want to be the man. Or another way to say it is the mother. Man, mother are pretty much the same terms.
Right. No, I don't, because he is a masculine man. He's very wealthy, very successful, the whole nine. I want to be the cherished one. I like to be courted. I like him to be the one that, you know how you always say, do you want to get laid or paid? And
that's
I definitely
exactly
want
right.
Yeah. You know, and I know which one. I just acted out of character, and that's what I felt I needed to explain to him, but I guess I don't need to explain that.
No.
I acted out of character. I guess he already knows that. So
what I want you to do is see if the body chemistry after you send the question about the business, a legitimate one, I pray and hope.
Of course.
Then see if that doesn't give him a way back with your respecting him by asking him a question helpful.
I see. Okay, so nothing for 4 weeks, and maybe I'll hear from him within 4 weeks. I hope.
Maybe do that.
Okay, but until then, I will do nothing.
Very good.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too.
You too.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So that's interesting. She had a really interesting question. So here's a follow-up question from one of our Facebook fans.
Okay.
And they want to know, you said something about don't apologize, but make amends. And they want to know how you can tell the difference.
Oh, that's wonderful. An apology is what you need to do when you knew what you were doing was cruel, rude, disrespectful. And amends is what you do when you've done something, slip of the tongue, whatever, but you didn't know it before you did it. You did it and then realized you had made a mistake. Do you see?
Oh, so it's an inadvertent thing. Okay, so Facebook
yes.
fan, I hope you heard that. And we have another Facebook question, but it looks like we have another call coming in. So let me see.
Hello?
There you are. Oh, and there they're not. They're gone off the air. So then hopefully
no,
we'll get. Oh, there you are. Okay, good. Hey, caller, you have a question.
Yes, I do. So hi, Pat Allen.
Hello.
I've been seeing this podcast for about 3 weeks now. And, you know, there's lots of touching and body movement and this and that. And my osteopath and I are basically flirting. And there's this added, you know, body stuff happening. And so I leave. I see him once a week. And I leave. And I'm basically getting addicted to the whole oxytocin thing. And I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he's divorced. And I don't know if I need to leave because of ethical reasons. And it's getting
Why?
Really
are
confusing.
Are you doing something that signals him you want him sexually?
Well, I'm obviously, like, I feel so good is the problem because he's like, oh, you're quirky, and we're smiling or laughing, and I feel really comfortable in there. And
Well, you've hired him to massage you. Is that what I hear?
No, I went there originally. I was referred to go to him for after I was in a car accident and I wanted to get my back checked out.
Okay,
and,
so you were there for body work.
Yeah, it's body work.
Okay.
And there's lots of touching. And he does things like he'll hold my hand on my wrist and show me different parts of my legs and stuff where the little points are. And I
get
really nervous.
Is there anything wrong
and, like,
with you enjoying it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, he's older. He's, you know, in his late
what's,
40s,
what's
early
older?
50s. I don't know
what's
if he's married
older?
Or any of that.
Are you wanting to seduce him into a relationship?
I don't know because right now I'm his patient and, he was vulnerable with me. He was telling me, how he wasn't sure if he's been running his practice for decades. Like, he's obviously a professional. He's obviously experienced.
I understand that. What I'm talking to you about is, what are your goals and objectives? I hear that you have chemistry for him. I even
yeah.
hear he has chemistry for you. But is he touching you inappropriately? Are you asking him to go out to dinner or coffee or something? What's happening that is beyond the business of helping you feel good in your body?
I'm not doing anything outside of it. I actually try to restrain myself. I try
from what?
Not to be
from
able
what?
To turned on. For what?
From what are you abstaining, refraining from? What do you want to do?
I don't know. I don't know. Honestly,
then
I
want you
it's
to figure out what it is, because what you're saying to me is, I feel inappropriate liking him and enjoying his touch. But I'm saying if you're not doing something that's really unethical, you know, sexual touching, molestation, whatever. What you're doing is enjoying your treatment.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I leave the treatment and I can't stop thinking about him for days after the treatment. And then I'm like, I need to get this figured out.
Anything wrong with your body enjoying itself as long as you're not unethical?
No, you're absolutely right. There isn't.
I hear your guilt and shame.
Yeah, there is some. Yeah, there's shame and fear and.
What's the worst thing you can think of in this situation? You're gonna approach him sexually. He's gonna approach you sexually. What? What are you afraid of?
He's gonna be married, and I am gonna feel like I'm gonna feel like basically a whore when I leave my treatment, and nothing sexual happens. But it's all you know.
Do you know if he's married?
I don't know. No, I haven't found that
out yet. Does he have a front office lady? Is there somebody there that can answer the question? Is Dr. So and So married?
Yeah, I could ask her. Yeah.
Okay, and if she says yes, he's married, what changes are you going to set into effect?
Oh man. Well, I'm going to ask him what more treatment do I need to do? Because I would probably want to get out of that situation. I don't want to be that kind of woman.
Okay. Yeah, so what you're saying is if you find out he's married, you're going to take treatments from him that are appropriate for what? You're going to ask him what he estimates.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you willing to enjoy those, or do you need to quit now because he's married? Nothing is happening as far as I can hear other than you are enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I would probably...
I'm going to say something first. The way out of any negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want? What do I not want? Followed by an action or an inaction as soon as possible. So you are guilt-ridden about enjoying the business process of him helping you with your body. Is that a correct statement? Okay, nobody's done anything illegal, immoral, unethical.
Not beyond clothing, no.
There. So with that in mind, if you find out from his secretary or whoever she is that he's a married man, are you going to stop the treatments because of your fear of unethical, illegal, immoral behavior?
Maybe,
yes or no?
Possibly, yes. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay. If you find out he's not married, what are you going to do?
Oh, no. I don't know. Probably just, I don't know.
Are you going to do anything? Or are you going to be passive, patient, and vulnerable for him to decide what he wants, to take you out to dinner, whatever he does, if he's not married?
Well, if I'm his patient, I don't know if he would, I mean...
He might not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it would not surprise
me,
whether he's married or not married, that he will not ask you for a date.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Shoot.
So it's.
I would have to learn more about him.
You're not going to ask him out. Is that correct?
I don't know if I have the guts to.
Okay. So what's the bottom line contract? I'm going to stay in treatment as long as he says it's appropriate for my body. Is that a correct statement?
Okay.
I am not going to seduce him.
Yes.
if he tries to seduce me by asking me out, and I will say when my treatments are done, I'd be most honored. But that's only if his lady in the front desk says he's single.
Okay, yes. I agree with all three of those, yep.
Okay, so what is your contract?
Thank you so much.
Huh?
Okay.
What's your contract?
That breaks it down for them, makes everything clearer. Contracts?
Yeah, okay. With me. What are you going to do about this human physical event?
So if he's not married...
Well, first of all, the contract is I will check with the front office lady to see if he's married.
Yes, okay.
That's step one. Step two, mm-hmm. If he's married, what are you going to do?
I'm going to ask him how much more treatment I need and what, you know, and then try to wrap it up, basically.
Okay. If you find out he's not married, what are you going to do?
I'll be up front with him and tell him what's happening, but not if I'm a patient, and see what his response is. And if
so, you're going to chase him? You're going to chase him?
No.
You want to be the man?
If I'm a patient, say that
if
again?
If you find out from the front lady that he's not married, you're not doing anything.
Okay.
If you want to be the woman.
Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely the woman in this scenario.
Okay. If, on the other hand, you want to be the man, do you want to be the man? Do you want to chase him?
No.
All right. So basically, you don't have anything to do other than if he's married, you're going to take your treatments and stop seeing him. If he, you see, that's his marriage situation. If he's not married, you're still not going to do anything because you want to be the feminine.
Okay, I agree. All right.
See, the call that we had just before you was a lady that inadvertently went male and then went back to female. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and you want to be cherished.
Yes.
And therefore, you don't want to get laid. You want to get paid by a man in an honorable relationship. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I call that paid because in this case, it would be he chased you, offered you an engagement ring, got engaged to you, and built a marriage with you. But if you're the man, then you chase him. But you don't want to be the man.
No.
Okay. So is your question answered?
Yes. Yes. Everything's so much clearer. Yeah. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
And are you comfortable with, are you comfortable with the contract?
Yes. Yep. It makes sense
Good.
To me. It's very clear. Yes.
And remember,
you.
What we've done is left it up to nature. If you're a client and he's single, and after your treatment is finished, he calls you and says, you know, I want to take you out to dinner. I want to have a personal relationship with you. Do you see?
Yeah.
That's not, it's unethical for therapists to do it, but that's not part of his contract.
Oh, I see.
With
okay.
government. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do see. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Sure. I hear your confusion, and I hope you enjoy what you're doing.
Thank you for what you do. Thank you.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We have another call coming in. Caller, are you on the air with us?
Hello.
Oh, hello. That's
hello.
Strange. It looks like you guys called me back.
Hey, caller, you have a question.
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So here's my question.
What is it?
Several weeks ago, I got fired from my job. And
any reason? or laid off? Were you laid off or fired?
Oh, no, I got fired. I had a very aggressive coworker, and I tried to deal with it ethically for months and with management. And finally, I just, we had a pretty bad confrontation. Like, she started yelling at me, and I kind of told her to get away from me, maybe not on those terms. But I was a temporary there, and she was permanent, so they sent her to communication classes, and they granted me my freedom. I was kind of
got
happy.
It. So you're glad you got fired?
I'm kind of glad, yeah. Well, I'm not glad for the conflict, but I'm glad I don't work there anymore. That job was miserable.
Okay, so you didn't like the job. Okay.
No. But here's my question.
What is it?
For 4 months now, I've been doing real estate investing kind of on the side.
Yes.
Now I do it full time, and it takes a lot of time, and it's very masculine. So
Wait a minute. Is it a career that you're doing? Are you starting a career, or is it a job? The difference between a job is what you do to make a living to pay your bills. A career is something you enjoy doing and you enjoy investing in spiritually and mentally and emotionally in order not only to make a living, but to create something that is, well, you like doing it. I like to do what I do.
Yes.
So it's a career, not a job.
It is a career, yes. And I'm also doing it on my own. So it's,
You're self-employed now.
Self-employed, yes.
So what is the problem?
The problem is it's very masculine. And, like, obviously, me being a boy for so long, I'm in recovery now. Like, besides, and I've been doing, you know, I've been scheduling 3 fun things to do per day. Besides
Bless
that,
you.
What can I do? Yeah, it's very difficult.
What?
I don't know how to have fun. It's hard. It can be hard.
I know it's hard. Especially when you're a do-good person. So you were raised to be a boy?
Yes.
All right. Your father wanted a boy, or your mother was a boy and showed you how to be one?
My father wanted a boy. My mom was a total boy. It's a double hit.
I got it. So do you understand that normally it takes a couple of months of retraining, doing things differently to rewire the brain that changes itself, Norman Doidge wrote. And then he wrote how the brain helps itself. So with this in mind, whenever you change, and I totally recommend people to go to YouTube and listen to Napoleon Hill's book, Outwitting the Devil, which is nothing else but handling the scary, painful process of changing. You are saying to me, I want to have a career in real estate. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I don't want it just to be a money-making job to pay my rent bill. Right?
That's true. But I don't want it to overshadow my personal life. You know, I have so much struggles already, and I want to... I know you say that doing half and half is a disaster and nothing will be better, but
I'm saying is, do you know that I ask you to set your Lyman, which is 3 to 4 minutes of unconscious to conscious or conscious to unconscious while you go to sleep or wake up? The book, Subliminal by Multinado, is about the unconscious mind. So everybody...
I'm reading it. It's good.
Do you like it?
I do, yes.
Good. Okay, so here we go. You have been raised to be a boy, but now you're avoiding practicing your skills as a boy, when really what I want you to do is add skills as a girl. Now, what are the skills of a girl? Feel good to do good. Body pleasure. You see? So what I'm telling you, you're mentioning my direction, which is put down at night before you go to bed on a piece of paper 3 yang active do good things. when, you know, for work. And then three yin, passive, feminine things to look forward to in your physical body. Because by setting up your lineman to not only aim for productivity, but setting up your lineman to aim for processing pleasure will bring your subconscious into balance. We have to do...
Oh, I see, I see.
We don't destroy your masculine side. We make sure, women, the way I do it, I'm a career woman. And what I do is to make sure that I know where I'm going to get my pleasure that day. Now, Monday through Friday is most often career, you know, do good to feel good. But weekends and like vacations, those are feel good to do good. So on any do good day, please build in 1 hour of luxurious, sensuous pleasure for your body. I don't care if it's bubble bath or getting a massage or making love to your husband, whatever it is, make sure your body enjoys it. And if it's a feel-good day, make sure you set aside 1 hour of productivity for just the joy of do the laundry, do a couple of loads of laundry, or go get your nails done, something that is also aesthetically productive for your body, but may bring you pleasure. So what I'm saying is you sound like you're going from too much male over to too much female when I want you to do both, but every day in your life is either a do good to feel good day or a feel good to do good day, because a well-balanced person practices both aspects. You see?
Got it. Oh, this is great.
Gabor Maté, who's a doctor, wrote a book, When the Body Says No. Bodies, 90% of all illness comes from imbalanced energy. There are people that are workaholics, work, and then get sick before they go on vacation. And we know passive-aggressive people that play, and then don't do anything. Every day should be a balance of feel good to do good and do good to feel good. Usually, you know, even in Christian worlds, one day to honor God and creation, you see? Jewish people, Friday. Christian people, Sunday. Do you see? And but do both. So.
Okay, so it shouldn't, like, mess it up or anything. So
no, it shouldn't be overbalanced one way or the other. It should be a little of both.
Okay.
But start out with, what is tomorrow? Let's do it. Is tomorrow a do-good day for you or feel-good?
Well, I have to do some work in the morning because I can only do it in the morning on Saturday. So like two or three hours.
Two or three hours.
And then the rest I can just play.
And the rest can be feel good. So do you see? You've got it. And your subconscious is going to help you instinctively look at, do, and go for the things that will attract your goals. Honest. And if you're a man, your intuition will do it. Men are built to extrapolate information with their brain, left lobe, and we women are built to pay very good attention to our neurotransmitters, dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, so that we feel good to do good. Do you see? And there's a wonderful book by Drs. Kim and Lee, The Yin and Yang Way of Life, which talks about all the various ways to be productive and playful. You see?
Oh, I read that one. Yeah, it's good.
Good. So with that in mind, are you willing to do both each day? and know what you're doing by planning it the night before and applying it, writing it down and applying it into your time schedule.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yes. Then call us back and report on your balance.
Okay, will do.
Okay?
Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Will do.
You too. All right. I think we have another call coming in. Let's see what's going on. And we do have another Facebook question. Hello, okay. Caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hold on.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hi, caller.
Oh, hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello.
Hi, I had a question if I scared a man away.
Well, let me see and hear what you did.
So, a guy was dating me for about 2 months, 2.5 months. We have been kind of intimate, but...
You mean you were sexual but not intercourse, is that what I hear?
Yes.
And remember, people say, we didn't have sex. Oh, yes, you did. You had sex if you touched, if you hugged, if you kissed. But intercourse is very, very legally and morally and ethically important. Do you see? Mm-hmm. So, as you know, I want a contract before you have intercourse, because of the bonding effect. So
right.
Were you sexual with this man, which is hugging and kissing and petting and massaging and whatever?
Yeah.
Or were you? Okay. So you were sexual, but you didn't have intercourse.
Yeah, we got pretty close to it. I didn't. There was no oral or anal, but it was pretty close to it.
Intercourse is penile penetration in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
What if...
Very important action. What?
What if he was pretty close to getting in, but then I would kind of move it away? And then use...
That's what you did to move it away. You were not willing to physically mate or marry him.
Not yet.
What's really interesting about masculine people is that they marry when they sign contracts to pay money.
Mm-hmm.
Female people marry when they have intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's instinctive and it's neurotransmitters, dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin. So I like to be very precise sexually because mm-hmm. it says something bigger than we slept together. I love that. I don't care if you sleep with somebody. That's sexual, but it's not intercourse.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So you were sexual, but you didn't have intercourse.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I kind of let him in, but then I would pull him away. So,
all right. Now, how many times did you do that? 5 times?
Yeah, about there. And I don't know if he got frustrated or...
So you did have intercourse, controlled intercourse, but intercourse. You were in charge of it, not him.
I guess so.
So what message did you give him?
That... I didn't want to, that I wasn't ready.
No, you gave him the message that you were giving him intercourse, but guiltily and without pleasure.
Hmm. Right, because I couldn't bring myself to say that I needed the contract until about the 5th time, which was the last time that we did it, and it didn't feel... I wasn't feeling cherished, and he wasn't really asking me out on dates anymore. It was more like, oh, if you want to meet up, and he would ask me at the last minute, like on a Friday, to hang out the next day.
What he was doing was hanging out with you sexually.
Yeah, and I
got... What is the reason Well, no, you didn't want to be courted. You wanted to be generous and mothering so that you could seduce him into binging on you.
Mm.
Now, real real men feel guilty about using a woman for as a sex object. But not good men enjoy being with a woman who gives sex freely. But the problem here is men enjoy vaginas, but they marry virtue. Right. So what you're saying is you gave him a false, generous message, which in effect showed up finally as hooking up. Is that the message you wanted to give?
No, I wanted to be in a committed relationship.
But you didn't act like it.
Right, until it was too late.
Well, what do you say is too late? He doesn't call you anymore?
Yeah, he vanished. He hasn't called or texted in almost 3 weeks now. And I feel like it was something also that I said.
What did you say? What did you say?
Well, because I was going to a friend's baby's first birthday party.
Okay.
And so the next day he asked me, how was it? Did it rev up your maternal drive? And I said, or he said, oh, you need to give me some gift ideas because he's going to see a friend's baby too. So I gave him some ideas for the gift and I sent him like three things already. And then I said, oh, baby fever? Yeah, I guess it did. But like, how can you not melt with those cute faces? And then he did not respond at all after that.
Okay, so what do you think he felt? What do you think he thought?
That I wanted to have, like, kids right away with him or something, that I was...
Yeah. Isn't it interesting you were willing to almost ask for a baby, but not to say no to casual sex?
Right, until much later.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, are you willing to change that behavior?
Yes, I am. But is there anything I can do now with him, or just let it go? Because he's already scared.
He contacted you 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So
he hasn't responded. Yeah.
Responded. Have you been chasing him?
No, I left it at the baby thing because I realized that probably scared him away, so I didn't want to reach out again.
Okay. So you have 5 more weeks of checking his chemistry for you.
Okay.
He was there 3 weeks ago. You talked.
Yes.
You connected. Okay.
Yeah.
But it takes 8 weeks of feel, think, ruminate, for people to decide. The first couple of weeks, they can get along without you because they've had you and whatever. Around the 4-week mark, they start to think about you, and then they start ruminating and wondering if they want to call you or they don't want to call you. Are you a serious girl? Are you not serious and just a casual lay? But by the end of 6 to 8 weeks, those last 2 weeks, major decisions need to be made by him. Do I want to reach out to her or don't I? And it shows up in behavior. He doesn't call. He doesn't reach out. If that happens, then you understand that he's turned off and gone away. You may decide to write a hi-bye letter and give it to him after the 8 weeks are done. Have you heard me talk about the hi-bye letter?
Yes, and I've written it before.
Oh, you've already done it. Okay, period. So with that in mind, I would say your best bet to see what he wants is to give him a chance to show what he wants, whether it's wanting you or not wanting you. But what I want to give you a suggestion on is please do not let men have intercourse with you. Penile insertion in your mouth, anus, or vagina. Do you see? Unless you say to him, I don't want to have casual sex with you. I'm looking for a man to build a life with. And therefore, if you want to make love to me, it requires monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Awesome. We are out of time, caller. Thanks for calling. Dr. Great. Allen, what have you got to say?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Awesome. Hey, everybody, www.drpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook, tweet with us, and we will be with you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.